Okay, Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach, in somewhat, is very troubling. The first half is talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. We know the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that they were right to have a Kriyas Yamsuf, a separating of the sea. That even the Shivcha in the time of the Yamsuf was a Neviyah, able to see the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, not even when we get into Chamishi, it says Vayisam Moshe Yomi Yamsuf Vayetum and Bashur Vayeshlosh Yomi Bamidbar. It said they went for 3 days in the midbar below Matsumayim. Vayivom Marasav Loyuklosh Mayim Rakimarimem Al Kankrosh Mamara Vayilonu Ama Moshe Lemar Man Nishteh. And right away they start complaining. You just saw the Nisim Naflos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You just saw Kriyas Yamsuf. You haven't even gotten to Chamish and we're already starting to complain. It's hard to understand what's with a nation. How is it possible there could be such kofi tovah so quickly? Also, I want to understand, why do we say Oz Yashir in davening? Why is it part of, at the moment, I could understand Oz Yashir when you talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. I want to put it by Ezra Savaseinu, Smichas Gula L'Tfila. But why is it before Yishtabach? Why do we say it at that moment? I want to begin with an Avnei Nezer, Sukkot Shabbat Rebbe, not from this week's Parsha, but from Parsha's Va'era. And in a very simple question, we say, V'lokachti eschem li la'om. So, Hiksha Harav HaKodesh, the Avnei Nezer, which is brought down in the Shem Mishmuel, Yishem Omri B'Chazal, Kol Mokom Shenema Ha'om Lashon Ginaihu. Whenever you use the Lashon of Ha'om, it's talking about the Lashon of Ginai. V'chol Mokon Shenema Yisrael Lashon Shevach. But when you use the Lashon of Yisrael, that's a Shevach, that's a Shvach. U'lefitze Koshim Adua Kansha Mevatzel Lehem Shatidim L'Kavos HaTorah. So when you're speaking about in the future, Klal Yisrael is going to receive the Torah, why would you use the Lashon V'lo Kachti Yeschem Li La'am Lehiyos Chelko Shekodesh Baruch Hu? Why? The Avnei Nezer says, Ki yatam sha'am, lashon ganai, ki mi lashon gacholam omimos, kviyos, is talking about the lashon of burning charcoal that flickers and becomes hot, and then also sometimes becomes very cool. Umishim kach nemre kan daiko lashon am, because that's why we say, v'lokachti eschem li la'am, what is the pshat? I take you as my nation, even when it's l'shvach, even when it's genai, even when you're in the highest levels, and even when you're in the lowest levels. Tremendous musa the Avnei Nezer is saying. It's a teiras of the Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah is constantly saying, what are you? How can you give shevach to Hashem? Who are you to be an Ovid Hashem? You fail so often. And that's exactly of the pshat of a yichu li la'am. And here we start the parshas Vayhi B'Shalach Paro Asam. So I'd like to say that's the whole point. Paro is sending out a nation that is not on its highest of levels. And what do you do? V'lo donachem alakim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu. So he didn't go through the eretz of plishtim. Ki amar alakim peni yinochema am berosam uchamam v'shom mitzrayma. Maybe they'll change their mind and go back to Mitzrayim. They went rather through the midbar. And the Chafetz Chaim points out there were two ways that the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have sent us. We could have gone through the Plishtim, that's much quicker, that's a more direct route. But in that route, there was also going to be tremendous Yetzer Hara going through the Eretz of Plishtim. It was going through a nation that stood against all of our concepts, all of our morality. Or we could go into the midbar, which can take much longer. Chafetz Chaim points out that when a person is trying to combat the Yetzer Hara, so you don't go into a place of a great sakana, try to go into a place where there is no great sakana. The Baz Ayin, talking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu's unbelievable love for the Kadosh, for the B'Klal Yisrael, he said, why was the Pen Yinochema Am? What does that mean? So the Baz Ayin says, I don't understand this. Ki bevada mi yerachok yose yesh lechushim emas hadera shehu rav yinachem. Are you so concerned that Klal Yisrael is going to run back to Mitzrayim? Ki ayitakein shekam and nisam ro Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. They saw so many miracles in Mitzrayim. Eich shehuku Mitzrayim be'asor makos ba'kadosh baruch hu hotzim b'yad chazaka. They see unbelievable amount of great nisim in the flows of the Eser Makos, v'akshav yifakhtu me'ema shum milchama. They're going to be so afraid of a milchama. Look, you just took down the greatest power, the greatest nation in the world of the time. V'gam afilim yirtzulushav. And even if they had such a mishagas, I'm going to go back. Halo b'yad Hashemim, shelo yinechlu. God is not letting them go back. Elo ha'inyin hu kirachim of abanam. Again, from the lashon of b'shalach paro sa'am. It's like a father's love and have rachmanis for his children. Uchim shal ov sheyesh lo ben choviv ad sheyesh gaguim alav. He loves his child. Bevadei of mishamra mikol nesek. Of course he's so going to protect him against any harm. Shalo yavo alav afilu shum chash nesek. Afilu chashash rechoka. Even if it's an absurd thought about it. The chol zeh me'avaso osa v'kirvas libel of no. It's all from his love. Kein Hashem elekeni yisparach me'avaso yisparach his b'nei yisar ritzonu l'shmaro sanu mikochet. So too God is protecting us. Al kein chashas peni nachem ma'am. So he was afraid, maybe we will have nacham, we want to go back. Afilu b'machshava. Even if we're not really going to do it, but in machshava. It erodes our thoughts. It erodes the hakara satov. V'yechay, just by thinking about it, afilu shel yeshuva kilo yitain lekel yodam. Afal piken yifku b'makshav. Even though, nevertheless, it hurts. It hurts our thinking. Alkein lo nacham alakim ki korovu. So the Bas Ayin, along with this line of saying yes, it's Klal Yisrael is on a very low level. It's a beautiful pshat. We know v'chamushim. The Me'ein Beis HaShoeva says, v'yaseiv elokim es ha'am derech ha'midbar yamsuf v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meres Mitzrayim. This is just a beautiful idea, something to really think about. In Barashi, chamushim mechumashim echem mechamisha yatsu. Only 1/20, 20% left. The dalei chalokim makes it b'shloshim simei afela, and 80% died. Umekorav b'mechilta v'chamushim olu echa mechamisha v'yeshom echa mechamishim v'yeshom echa mechamish meos. Unbelievable, small amount that left. Ubevadai shadav zeh tamu ma'od. It's an unbelievable peladic idea. Nimsa 30 million people died. Oh, shlosh meyos million or 300 million? Yisrael kada megula ba'otamu shelachol adayis nevdo kamim milyonim yisrael. No matter what, millions and millions of Jews perished. V'niru lafarish davizeh al pidivrei Rashi al pasuk kol demei achicha tzoakim elai min adama. He says, what a beautiful, mamish, unbelievable idea. Pasuk in Bereishis, Kain Hevel, when Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol demei achicha tzoakim elai min adama. Perish Chazal, demei achicha, what does it mean, the blood of your in plural? Damo v'dam zarosov, his blood and the blood of his children. No, there weren't millions and millions of people died. There were Risham. They had no future. They died during these 3 days of darkness. But had they lived, their future would have given us millions and millions of neshamas of Jews. Anashim b'meshach hadaras. V'yalzeh nechleku bali ha-medrash. And that's what the Medrash was arguing about. Im hayu yotze chalseim arba poem shishim riba warbom v'teisha poem. The question was, how much of the future did we lose? V'yochacha berua l'dvarenu. Hi mimash perish Rashi. Shemesu b'shloshes yemei afeilet. They died during these 3 days. V'lama lo meitzu b'zman acher. Why not during a different time? Why only during the darkness? They didn't want the Mitzrim. You shouldn't see. Oh, you see? The Jews are also Risham. And they never realized it. And it can only make sense if you're talking about a few individuals, but if you're talking millions and millions and millions of people, a Peletic, that no one would have realized how many Jews died. It's impossible that the Egyptians wouldn't have realized the millions that were lost. El Hadava Baro Kemosha Pirashnu. Shabiemes Rak Yechid Mesu Velohoya Mugosh Chisaran Gadol Begufa Shaklal Yisrael. Ludugma. And he says, I'll give you an example. Im omrim shahanatsim ha'arurim yemach shemam. If the Nazis hargu sheishes al milyonim achenu b'nei Yisrael lefnei nun shana, hine hayom on yecholum loma shahargu aseres milyonim. They killed 6. Today we can say they killed 10 million. Tens of millions. Sure, Rabbi Meshach Hamishim Shana Achronim, how you call Hanaragim Parim Barabim, Bibinyan, Ubinay Banim. Look how much would have been accomplished had the Jews been able not to be destroyed. So, this is a description of Klal Yisrael, of the of a nation that lost part of its future. Of a nation that was on a lower level, a nation that God wanted to take care of. He says, I wanted to make sure they wouldn't even have the machshava and the pshat of the psukim, simply that these are people who would have gone back, who would have gone back to Eretz Mitzrayim, perhaps. The Ksav Sofer takes us through the Mun. Another a beautiful idea. But Yomi Isha Lachiv Manhu. They didn't know what it was. But Yom Moshe Alehem, Hu Alechem Shenasan Hashem Lachem Lachlo. Omru Chazal explains in Gemara Yuma, Shehoi B'man Kol HaTamik Kifi Ratzon Ha'Ochlo. Whatever you wanted to eat, whatever you wanted to taste like, that's what it tasted like. Misha Ratzon L'Chol Basar Tambo Tambasar. You wanted to have a steak, it tasted like a steak. Misha rata b'dvash, you wanted it to have like honey, it tastes like honey. Or if you wanted to sound like chicken, or you wanted tuna fish, whatever it is. V'nei yared hama miyad hochu kulam l'tom v'lecho v'menos. As soon as it fell, people ran out, they went to taste it. V'chol lecho kefi shahatayva ba'osa sholecho tambo. Whatever your taiva at that moment was, that's what it tasted like. Zesha Yechoshek Obabasatam, whatever it was, it went over and over. Vayomri Ish Elochiv Manhu, Kalomra Mahu Kilo Yodu, Hainu Shalo Yachleda, Lahab and Mahu Shahayu Botamisham. That's not Manhu. What is this meaning? How can it be that you have one taste, I have another taste? Vitzarach Lahab and the Gesav Sofer goes on to say, Sibshita. The whole purpose of this is for you to eat it and not to sell it. For you. And this understood in our derech. They couldn't understand why is it. I mean, whoever heard of food? Everyone has a different taste. God created many things for us to enjoy. And man is able to prepare food and make it as how he likes it. He can't dramatically change its time. Lo yuchal yitein tam basa bedogim. The tam lechem b'shem and a chedoma. You can make it or taste it a little bit better. I guess the impossible burger he didn't know about. And now we can say what it says later on. The first time he came out, he said, Mon. I don't know what it is. The second day, third day, fourth day, fifth. Okay, you know what this is. Now I can understand it. Anytime a person looks at something, doesn't know what it is, he turns to his friend and he says, Mahu. Mahu. Why do you have to say it over and over? Madama Moshe Rabbeinu Uboker Ur Isim is Kvod Hashem. When it comes in the morning, you'll see the Kvod Hashem. Komokom Sha'ata Mosek Duloso Shamata Mosek and Vosa. Whenever you see the greatness of God, you see his anivus. Ki Ram Hashem Vishofel Yira. As much as you take care of those who are less than you, Kodesh Baruch Hu worried about the smallness of every man. They saw the Hashkacha Pratis. How did they see that? Through the man. Lo roh hashkachas pratas are called ish v'isha, v'b'mon roh kol echad ba'atzmo hashkacha pratas. I may not have seen it in you, but I see it in me. Wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants this food to taste the way I want it to taste. She'yodeya b'nefasha shkevi ritzono kacho yimishtana haman b'tamo. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew what was inside my heart. And he had it taste that way. Vashem Yodeya Machshavas Kol Echad Va'asa Ritzono. Zekvod Hashem Shalaro'u Arata. I would add to this, perhaps you know that the man that they had on Friday, that they were going to prepare for Shabbos, they had to have this in mind before. Why was that? There is a Mechilta. There is a Mechilta that says that it's also to even think about the machshava of a malacha on Shabbos. So for you to think about it on Shabbos, would this be considered an isma malacha? Mistama, no. But there is a hashkafa behind it. The whole hashkafa of not thinking about malacha is because this day belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shavas vayinofash, we have to be shavas vayinofash on this day. And our answer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu when it came to the month, you looked into our heart to make it to be as the Hashkacha Pratis for us. And the Klal Yisrael's return to the Kadosh Baruch Hu was that we will prepare for Kavod Shabbos. Why Kivo Shavas Mikel Mikol Melachto? That is the day that the Kadosh Bnei Yisrael comes close, so close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to each us even through the aspect of the month. So with this in mind, so how was it that Klal Yisrael fell so quickly? So let us look at the Nesiva Shalom again at the Melchamas Amalek. What a beautiful, beautiful idea that he brings down. The end of the Parsha. Vayom Hashem Moshek Sov Zol Zikram B'Sefer B'Sim B'Ozna Yeshua Ki Mecho Emche Ezecher Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim Vayomer Ki Yod HaKizko. So the Nesiva Shalom asks a number of questions. First of all, it's unbelievable. Why did Amalek, who is Amalek that at this point they were going to attack Klal Yisrael? They heard about us leaving Mitzrayim. What were they trying to accomplish at this point? What does it mean that this is a Melchama to God? Hare Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you, God? Are you worried about God having a war here? What does it mean? Chatzi Hashem, chatzi the name of God. God's seat is not complete until the destruction of Amalek. So, what is the pshat of this whole idea of Mechemes Amalek that's brought down in this parsha? Could have been a separate parsha. Why dafka over here, after the Kriyas Yamsuf, the falling, the failings of Klal Yisrael, and then with the man, but all of a sudden comes Mechemes Amalek. Va'olam mikol zeh inyan Mechemes Amalek lahoysa Mechemes Gashmis. Mechemes Amalek is not a gashmitic world, it's a spiritual war. It's interesting. There's no mention how many people were killed. The whole purpose was to profane Klal Yisrael. Shetime is Klal Yisrael. They were matame Klal Yisrael. The ikur materas amalek. The whole purpose of Bria is to be metaken ha'olam. Sharei Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'asa olam lahitiv lebarov kimiderech hatov leishev. The whole idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world is to bring benefit to the created. The whole tachlis of Bria was the olam hatikun. B'chol ma shenita b'torah, mem uretzes alam Yisrael harayim and yonim yichodim yodim lekarev hatikun. His whole point, all the mitzvahs and everything was written about Klal Yisrael, was to bring Klal Yisrael, to bring the world to a tikun, to a level of perfection. And here is the point, we come out. This was told to Avram Avinu. Sha'acharkach yeitzi b'ruchush gadol. Shehu atikin ha'gadol tachlis habriya. You will come out of Mitzrayim, and now it's a nation on its path to greatness. Sha'amr chazal. After this, ha'isa yitzis Mitzrayim b'gili yishchina. And kriyas yamsav im ha'giluyim ha'niskavim sh'ras ha'shivcha le'yam. It was so great, the people were on such a high level. The Shivcha, the handmaiden on the Yam, was able to see Mashalori Yecheskel Hanavi. What Yecheskel Hanavi couldn't see, the Shivcha was able to see. And they were said, Hagomer Bekabalas HaTorah. This is it. This is our fruition. She'oz Yakiya Olam Hatikun She'ein Ol Muvado. Ubi also saw at that very moment the Amalek comes to attack us, who Shorish Eklipas Asitra Da Achra. The Tame is Klal Yisrael Kedev Lufko as Atikin Hagomer. Amalek came to be metames us, to profane us, so that we should never come to that highest level of Kabbalah Satorah. Ulefichach ein Hashem Shalim ben Akesa Shalim Achim Chuzar Shal Amalek. Amalek is what stands in this world to stop Klal Yisrael's success of creating a more perfect world. As long as the world is not perfect, as long as it comes to its perfection, so is the name of God still in the level of imperfection. And if indeed Gam Kodem Lechemes Amalek Lahoya Hashem Shalem Bakisa Shalem, we were ready. And the world was ready at this moment, had Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. They came to stop us. Every generation. We are his messengers. We are the ones who can bring this great tikkun. The Amalek is that which stands in front of us to stop us from doing this. And therefore, Zacharas Yom HaShabbos Akadsho, Shekol Eilun Yonam Avim L'tikkun HaGomer. And the Zacharas Asher Aslam Amalek is to realize what is stopping us from getting greatness. Zeh when Yonash HaKlipas Amalek. when Bnei Yisrael were omed lehikanes the Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Bezor Kodesh, she'osa dar lahoy kamo me'olam, that generation, there was nothing like that generation. They were on the greatest level at the point. Al af kol ha'chatom shemetzinu adem b'tura. What happened at that moment? Balak and Bilam came. The Rosh Hashanah says that Bilam and Balak is talking about Amalek. Heim hoyu hemshach shel Amalek shebo limnorad latikun hagomer be'esh hoyu ra'i liyos. And the Nesiva Shalom goes on to explain this Amalek is really within all of us. The Amalek is that which stops us from greatness. We're up to a level, at the greatest level, and at that very moment it seems something attacks us and brings us down and doesn't allow us to succeed and to become that which should be the Tikkun HaOlam, the perfection. The question which really must be asked is, what is it? Why is it that when man attains to such great heights, so often he fails just at that moment? I don't know if there's any one particular answer. I think each person has to deal with their own Amalek. Each nation has to deal with its own Amalek. Each generation has to deal with its own Amalek. We began by Yehi B'Shalach Paro Sa'am. One part could very well be the Gnus that was in us, the Gnai that was within us. We look at ourselves in that way. We look at our ways and saying that, who am I? I'm not successful. I'm still a chote. I don't even believe that I could ever accomplish to be that great tzaddik that the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah is asking me to become. And therefore we give up. We give up. It's not for me. It's not something which I could ever succeed. And even when you seem to be succeeding, we retreat. That is one possibility. Another possibility could be Ze Keli Va'anvehu. The whole idea of Ze Keli Va'anvehu is an unbelievable idea of a Chazal. Ze Keli Va'anvehu Domalo. We should be similar to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Chanun V'racham Afatoha Yuhracham V'chanun. To imitate the God. And we see the Gemara Megillah, which today we're finishing the Siyum and Masechta Megillah and Daf Yomi. Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph, just yesterday it says, B'makom G'duloso, Shomat HaMotzei N'Vloso. Whenever you see the greatness of God, that's where you're going to see also His Anivus. Just as God shows the Anivus, we have to show Anivus. What is the Anivus? Anivus is to be mispatel ourselves to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Too often we act with a certain gaiva, with a certain immodesty, with a certain idea that it's all about me. And we see this in Klal Yisrael. We saw that right after Oz Yashir, they fell apart because I was thirsty. So, you just saw all the Nisman flows, but it's not all about us. It's not all about me. When you make it so, that is a sign that you're not being Mahuracham Afatarachem, because you're not thinking of the Anivus. Must be that God wants me to go through a certain derech at this point and to work out to see what I have to do to accomplish that. Perhaps there's also a third idea, which you find by the Yesh Kodesh. It says, Vashem, Holech lefneihem yomam ba'amud anon, l'nechosam aderech, v'layla ba'amud eish lo'ir lehem lelechas yomam v'layla. And at nighttime with fire, in order for them to walk day and night. Hinei ada pasuk hazeh, the Yesh Kodesh says, until now we said, Vayhi b'shalach paro sa'am loshen avar, Vayich Moshe esatzmos Yosef loshen avar, in past, Vayisum esover, etc. Only now it says, Vahashem holeichimam, they're going with him now. Hashem hu ubeis din, a God and his bezdin goes in front of him. The Eza din nasa bezeh, ha'esha hu din, what does it mean? The Eisha's din is law. What was the person was to give them the tova, in other words, to show them the path. And Rashi says, "Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lefneichem, shekashulchanu aruch lefneichem." V'zeh Hashem holech lefneihem. What does it mean that God walked in front of them? Hu ubeistino holech lefneihem lefnei eruch tzarich Yisrael. Shegama eish. Even the fire, its purposes, is to give us light, in front of us. V'chol adin hi l'tovasam. V'gam anu tzorach l'shamish. But we ourselves who have to walk with the Kaddish Baruch Hu yomam v'layla. Bahadin v'hatzaras la'avodas Hashem l'lechas yomam v'laylu zekvar koi al Yisrael shehem yochel yomam v'laylu. What does that mean? Le'el haremez bezeh shelo rak b'shas shatov. Not only when things are good. Nelech b'darchi Hashem mala mala rak b'tzad v'choshechas v'lisha b'tzad v'choshechas v'chalila lanum. But even in the darkest of times, we have to follow the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kodesh is pointing out, so often it is easy to be in Ovid Hashem when things are going well, but when things are not going well, we become very introverted, we have difficulty in Avodas Hashem, and that's when we lose our ability to be Metaken HaOlam. There's much to discuss, I don't have an answer. What is it about Amalek that's within us that stops us from greatness? But we know, I think most of us know, that there are many times that we're able, and we think that we're able to succeed at something, and for whatever reason we give up, we give up. Whether it's in our learning, whether it's in Avodas Hashem, whether it's some kind of a mitzvah, whatever it is, sometimes we just give in to our Yetzer Hara. Maybe we don't think enough of ourselves, or maybe we think too much of ourselves, or maybe we just become so self-absorbed at times that we're unable to focus on others. I ask, why do we say Oz Yosher at the moment in davening? Why do we say closer to be Somech B'Geula LeTfilah? And perhaps if I can offer an answer, is that before we can be Mekabel O Malchus, before we start in Yishtabach, and then we say the Yotzer, and we go through all of his Kabbalahs O Malchus, the Kriyashmar Birchoseha, we say the Oz Yosher Moshe V'nei Yisrael, we talk of a time of the greatest point of Jewish history. We have to think to ourselves, my God, look at this. Klal Yisrael is on such a high level. Look at the unbelievable nisim and the flows that were done for us. The stomach was talking about the Kaddish Baruch Hu thinks of us and of our potential for greatness. Yes, we started in the Am. We started as the nation of the Lashon Ganai. But we became a Yisrael. We have the ability and the potential of greatness. That thinking, when we to ourselves say we are members of Klal Yisrael, we are members of B'nai Yisrael, Oz Yosha Moshe U'B'nai Yisrael, the highest level of how much love the Kaddish Baruch Hu loves us, respects us, believes in us. Then we arrive, when we think of ourselves on such a level, we're ready to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. Because we realize that who else would accept Ol Malchus Shamayim if not for us, if not for me, mainly me, if I'm not for myself, if I don't realize the greatness of my own potential, who else will realize the greatness of my potential?